Morning, Northwoods. How's everybody doing?
Good to hear. So good to be together this Sunday morning, and we are going to kick off our time together this morning blessing some children. Always love doing child blessings. And you know, in the Bible, it talks about when there were children that wanted to come see Jesus, the disciples said, no, don't bother them. And Jesus said, no, let the little children come to me. And as they came to him, he would bless them. And so following Jesus' example, there's always a couple times a year that we will bring families up here and we will bless their children, just let them know that we're standing with them, praying for them. And so we're going to do that this morning. And we're going to start over here with, this is Charlotte, right? Yes. We'll see how this goes with Charlotte. Hi, Charlotte. How are you? She was a real talker when I just met her a few minutes ago. So this is Charlotte. And I always like to ask the Lord during the week leading up to child blessings if there's a certain scripture he would like me to be praying for each child. And the scripture he gave me for Charlotte is found in Zephaniah 3:17. And it says, the Lord your God is living among you. He's a mighty warrior and he will take delight in you. And so Charlotte, I've been praying for you this week that you would always know that the Lord takes great delight in you. And that he loves you very much. And so we pray blessing over you and blessing over your life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You want to come with me, Eli? That's okay. This right here is Eli. Eli likes... He's good. Eli had an airplane when I went and saw him. He likes airplanes. Eli, the scripture the Lord put on my heart for you was out of Psalm 40, verse 4 this week. And it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. And so I've been praying that you would be a man who puts all of his trust in the Lord and that people would call you blessed. And so, Lord, we just pray your blessing over him and your blessing over his life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This right here is Max, and I was telling his parents, I love this like sweater onesie. I want to get, like, do they make adult ones? Because I want one. But yeah, this is Max, and the scripture that the Lord put on my heart for him was Proverbs 9:9, which talks about instructing. Instruct the wise, and they'll be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. And so, Max, I've just been praying for you that the Lord would just bless you with wisdom, that you'd always have a teachable spirit, and that you would be known as a righteous man. And so we pray blessing over your life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Is it Payson? Right? Yeah, okay. Hey, how you doing? This is Payson, and I love the bow. And Payson, the scripture that the Lord put on my heart for Payson this week is found in Proverbs. And it says, it's found in Matthew. It says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And when I think about that term peacemaker, you think about someone who comes between two parties who are going at it and who can bring peace. Someone whose heart is sensitive towards anytime there's a breach in relationship with others. And so, Payson, I've just been praying this week that you would be a peacemaker, that you would be one whose heart is always sensitive towards others, and you just bring peace wherever you go. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, this is Roland. How you doing, man? You want to stay by Mama? She's right here. Yeah, this is Roland, and as you can see, he's got a little bit of he's healing on a foot. He broke a little bone in his foot that he's healing from, but he is walking around, moving around good when I saw him this morning. And the scripture that the Lord put on my heart for Roland this week is out of the book of Judges, where the angel comes to Gideon, and he says, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And if you've read that story before, you know that that's not how Gideon saw himself, but the Lord saw him as a mighty warrior. And so, Roland, I've been praying for you this week that you would always know how the Lord sees you and that you are just a mighty warrior for his kingdom. We pray his blessing over you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And this here is Sophia. Hi, Sophia. How are you? You want to stay with Mom? Here, we'll stay right by Mom right here. Does that work? Here we go. You're good. That's okay. That's okay. You can hold her. I'll just sing. So, that's all right. So, Sophia, the scripture that the Lord put on my heart for Sophia this week is out of Proverbs 31, and it says, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. And so, Sophia, I've been praying for you, and I just pray again that you would be someone who's full of wisdom, and that just like the scripture says, that faithful instruction will always be on your tongue, and the Lord would use you to teach other people about him. We pray blessing over your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How's it going, buddy? You want to come out here with me? Maybe? Can you give me five? There you go. Awesome. So this right here is Jax. And Jax is, you said 3 years old, right?
Yep.
Okay. And the scripture that the Lord put on my heart for Jax is out of 2 Timothy 4:17, which in this passage, the Apostle Paul is talking about how he had been abandoned and deserted by everyone. But it says, yep. But it says that the Lord stood with him. He says, the Lord stood with me. Yep. And gave me strength so that I might preach the good news in all of its entirety. And he's already starting to preach the good news to you right now. I can see it. Can I pray for you, buddy? And so I've just been praying for you, Jax, and I've been praying that you would be one who, even when no one's standing with you, you would be bold and you would be courageous. And so we pray blessing over your life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good job, buddy. You did good. Here we go. And this here is Tegan. And you said, what is she, 7 months did you say?
9 months.
9 months, I'm sorry. 9 months for Tegan. And the scripture the Lord put on my heart for Tegan is out of Hebrews chapter 10, where it says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And so, Tegan, I've been praying, and I pray right now that you'd always be one who holds unswervingly to the hope that you have in Jesus Christ. And you'd be one who has experiences in your life in knowing that the Lord is faithful to you. And so that would always be your prayer, that the Lord who promised is faithful. And so we pray blessing over you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This is little Ava. Will you let me come to you, Ava? I love her bow. She's got a cute bow, doesn't she? And you got a little duck right there? Absolutely. Okay, Mom and Dad right here. So we'll stay right by Mom and Dad. Let's stand right here. There we go. We'll stand right by Mom. There you go. So I always like to ask the Lord when leading up to child blessings, ask him just, is there a certain scripture you want me to be praying for each child? And the scripture he put on my heart for Ava, it comes out of Psalm 92:13, where it talks about planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish. And so I've been praying this for Ava, and I pray for you right now, Ava. I pray that you would always be one who's planted in the house of the Lord, that you just have a great love for the church, for the Lord's house. And as you do, I pray you would flourish in your life. And so we pray blessing over you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. There you go. There you go. And this right here is Caleb, looking sharp. Look at this little guy. Here we go. Yeah. And the scripture that I felt the Lord put on my heart for Caleb, when I thought of his name, I instantly thought of the Caleb in the Bible. And in Numbers 14:24, it talks about my servant Caleb has a different spirit and he follows me wholeheartedly. And so Caleb, I've been praying for you this week that you would be one described as someone who follows the Lord wholeheartedly, and that people would see that different spirit in you whenever they come around you. And so we pray blessing over you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I hold you, bud? Maybe. Here we go. This is Crew right here, and Crew is 3 years old, man. Can you give me five? Okay. Maybe later. You know, the scripture I felt the Lord put on my heart for crew comes out of 1 Samuel 23:16, and it's when Jonathan in the Bible went to David and helped him find strength in God. And so, crew, I've just been praying for you that you would always be one that whoever you're around, that you're one who helps them find strength in God. I pray that you just have that great friend, that you're just a great friend to people, and that you find everyone around you, that you help them to find strength in God. We pray blessing over you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Absolutely. And this right here is little Miss Dally. Can I hold you, Dally? No? Okay, that's all right. It's okay. I'll stand right here with you. You can let Mama hold on to you, and I'll pray for you, okay? So as I was, the scripture that came to my heart this week for Dally comes out of Matthew, where it says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." And so, Dally, I've just been praying for you that you would be one who is not ashamed to let your light shine for the Lord wherever you go, and that as you do it, people would glorify the Lord. And so we pray blessing over you in Jesus' name. Amen. There we go. Amen. And this right here is Walker. Can I hold you, Walker? No? It's okay. Here we go. We'll stand right here and pray with him. So you said Walker. Is he two, right? You said
two. Almost two.
Almost two. Okay. So Walker, as I was praying and thinking about Walker this week, I just kept getting the word faith walker in my mind. And the passage that came to my heart is out of Matthew 14, where Peter got out of the boat as Jesus was walking on water. And Peter said, let me come to you. And Peter got out of the boat and he walked on water for a time. Only the person we know of outside of Jesus that was walking on water. And so, Walker, we pray that that same faith that was in Peter, I pray that you would have that same type of faith, that you're just bold in following the Lord, that you walk by faith. And so, Lord, we pray blessing over him, and we pray blessing on your life. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah.